From the KBUT studios in downtown Crested Butte, I'm Jackson Petito with your local newscast for Monday, August 24th. Just a month after the Trump administration reduced Bears Ears National Monument to just 10% of its original size, Utah Senator Mike Lee is trying to undo the monument's resource management plan. Approved in 2025, the plan was created in partnership with the five tribal nations that made up the Bears Ears Commission. Rocky Mountain Community Radio's Caroline Yanez has more.
Lee could now introduce a resolution to overturn the plan, which would require only a simple majority in Congress. That could result in the removal of protections for both natural resources and culturally significant sites. Earlier this summer, the Trump administration reduced the monument to just 10% of its original size, and one company has already filed mining claims on newly excluded land. Steve Block with the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance says this represents some of the most sustained attacks on public lands in 40 years.
This confluence of things, this attack on the ground, the increased surface disturbance, the mining, the drilling happening in the hottest, driest time on record. We're going to start to see things fray more and more around the edges.
Lee introduced a resolution this year to try to rescind the resource management plan for the nearby Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument, which ultimately failed. Block says he's hopeful that any attempts to do the same to Bears Ears will fail too, because of bipartisan consensus around protecting public lands. Caroline Yanez, Rocky Mountain Community Radio.
And this is KBUT. As we reported last week, the administration is once again trying to rescind the roadless rule that protects tens of millions of acres of undeveloped national forest lands from new road construction and commercial timber harvesting. As KHOL's Jenna McMurtry reports for Rocky Mountain Community Radio, public lands advocates and environmental groups in Wyoming are criticizing this latest attempt to remove the rule.
For 2.5 decades, it has blocked road building and logging on millions of acres of near-pristine national forest land across 10 states. The Department of Agriculture says the rule is, quote, outdated. More leeway would allow for better wildfire fighting, the Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins wrote in Tuesday's proposed rescission. But wildlands advocates don't agree. Here's Ariel Kazunas with nonpartisan public lands nonprofit Wyoming Wilderness Association.
Studies, though, show that wildfire ignition risk is actually higher in areas with roads than those without due to mechanized activity from humans.
She says protections could eventually be restored post-repeal, but not if a similar bill from Wyoming U.S. Representative Harriet Hageman passes. The public can comment on the proposal and the draft environmental impact statement until midnight on September 21st. For KHOL News, I'm Jenna McMurtry.
And this is the KBUT Newscast. More than 30,000 low-income Coloradans lost assistance to help them afford groceries, according to a new report. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Deep cuts to federal food assistance caused a fall in SNAP program participation, according to the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. The nonpartisan nonprofit looked at the impact of the budget law congressional Republicans passed last summer. The law was approved despite the objections of most congressional Democrats. They found the program fell by 11%, or more than 4 million people nationwide. For Colorado, that meant nearly 34,000 fewer Coloradans getting benefits through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And this is KBUT. Colorado's fall ballot just keeps getting longer. On Friday, the state announced the latest ballot initiative to qualify. It would designate sales tax on purchases of outdoor sporting goods go to conservation projects. The Colorado Sun's Jesse Paul says the state is still reviewing the signatures for four other initiatives.
The ballot isn't fully set yet, but there could be as many as 14 statewide questions on it when it is set. If that sounds like a lot, it is. For the record, it's far from the most ever, though. You'd have to go back more than a century to 1912 when records show there were 32 statewide ballot measures. That was also coincidentally the first year that citizen initiatives were allowed in Colorado.
That was Jesse Paul with the Colorado Sun, and you're listening to KBUT Community Radio News. Thanks for tuning in.
Support for the Noon Newscast comes from the law offices of Elizabeth P. Appleton, PC. Beth's firm is a general civil practice, including real estate and property, business, homeowners associations, and more. Beth also serves as a guardian ad litem and child advocate. 349-6454 and Beth at epappletonlaw.com.